Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I am the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, the website, podcast, and coming soon, the app. I know I keep saying that, but these things take such a long time, and my developers and I are working really hard to make it perfect. So I know I keep saying it's coming out, and I promise it is. It's just going to take a few more weeks. So I want to start off today, before I get into the podcast, I really want to take a minute and just a moment of silence for a dear friend of mine who passed away. His name is Mike Hammernick, and he, if the name sounds familiar, was one of the weathermen on WGN, and he and I met several years ago working at the same station in Minnesota, and I just have to say, he was so passionate about his career. He was extremely successful and just really humble about it. Such a nice, sweet person, and I have been so sad all week. I cannot even tell you what a loss. This guy was just the sweetest, most kind person, and I feel awful about it. So please keep him and his family in your prayers. So, okay, let's get on to the show. I want to talk about the fact that I am always giving divorce advice, right? I mean, that's what this podcast is about. So today I want to talk about bad divorce advice. So when I was going through a divorce, I got really good advice from some people, and I got pieces of really bad divorce advice. So I took a few minutes and jotted all of them down, and I came up with 10 pieces of really bad divorce advice. So if you hear these things from people, make sure not to take the advice. All right, here we go. So the first piece of bad divorce advice I heard was, the best way to get over someone is to get under someone else. Okay, so I always hated that phrase anyway, but when it comes to a divorce, why would you just want to jump into something else? All that's going to do is put a Band-Aid on your broken heart. And if you jump into just a casual sexual thing, that might make you feel empty and even worse. So it's just a thought. I'm not saying that you should not, you know, sleep with somebody if that's what you want to do, or date. That's not for me to say. But I don't think that that is the best way to get over your ex. Certainly not. So that was number one. Okay, going on to number two. Wait at least a year before dating. Okay, wait, I'm sorry. Are you in my shoes? Do you know how I feel? Were you in my marriage? You know, maybe you have been unhappy and you and your ex-husband haven't had a date or slept together in 5 years. Maybe you were living alone, even though you were still technically married, and you're just feeling lonely and you're ready. So that is not for anybody to say. Except for you. You get to decide when you want to do whatever you want to do. Okay, moving on to number three. Don't let your ex-wife or ex-husband into your home. Okay, think about this. You are going to just have this rule that your ex isn't allowed into your home. Okay, why would somebody want to do that? So before you say, oh, I agree, I would never let my ex into my home. Okay, so maybe not at the beginning, but if you never let your ex into your home, what is that saying to your children? That you've never seen where your children sleep. Your ex has never seen where your children sleep. If your ex isn't letting you into his or her home, you've never seen where your children sleep at their father's or their mother's. Now, you might say, well, he doesn't deserve it. I don't want him, you know, I don't want him seeing my house and being in my business. And I understand that. It's not like you're giving him a key to the house. But wouldn't it be a beautiful message to send to your kids to say, hey, let your mom come in. Tell her to come in and see where you sleep here and see what your new room looks like. So just think about it, because that says a lot to your children. Okay, moving on to number four. Don't date until you are officially divorced. Okay. Why? So I think people who judge other people for dating before their divorce papers are signed are ridiculous. So either they're usually married people who have never gone through a divorce, and so they don't understand that every case is different. And some people separate because they want to try being apart and they want to date. And that's up to them, and nobody should judge that. So here's the thing. Everybody always told me, don't date. A lot of people told me, don't date until you're officially divorced. And they also said, don't date anyone who isn't officially divorced. Well, somebody could be officially divorced and still madly in love with their ex and still cheating. A piece of paper is not going to prevent somebody from doing that. On the other hand, somebody could be not divorced yet, but so over it and so removed from their marriage, and they're done, and both people have moved on because it just took so long. So not dating until somebody is officially divorced really doesn't make sense, because everybody's situation is unique. And I would say for that, you should trust your gut and make sure that you know in your heart that person is ready. And if they're not, they're probably not the best person to date, whether they're officially divorced or not. Okay, I'm going to move on to number five. But before I do that, I want to mention two divorce girl smiling partners who I absolutely, really, really would recommend to people. The first one is Katz and Stefani, a divorce firm with 11 attorneys. I personally know the owners. I've met every attorney at the firm. I think they are capable. They are wise. They are professional. They are compassionate. Wonderful people who I would really, really trust. And I wish I would have known them when I was going through my divorce. And the other person I want to mention is Elaine Moss at Vestor Capital. I have been a personal client there for, I think, 5 years now, and they have just been phenomenal, both in a performance and a service direction. Both have been amazing. It's Vestor Capital. And if you want to learn more about them, go on my site. And I'm moving on to number five. This is hilarious. Act like you aren't interested, and it will make a guy more attracted to you. So, in my opinion, this might be good advice if you're in middle school. But games really generally don't work in dating after divorce or when you're older. I find that most people in their 40s, 50s, 60s appreciate honesty and authenticity. And I feel like if you act like you're interested in someone, not psychotically interested, but just show them that you genuinely like them, they will be more interested in you and you will have a more fulfilling relationship. So that's number five. Number six, don't ever get married again. Now that's a good piece of advice. This divorce advice almost always comes from married people who have never gone through a divorce, and they all say, I would never get married again if I got divorced. Well, how do they know? Because I think every married person says that. But also, some people who give this advice are just really unhappily married and they wish they were you. I truly believe that. So if you are the kind of person who enjoyed marriage and were just married to the wrong person and you like monogamy, I say go for it. But it has to be the right situation. So don't rush into it. But I am a big fan of marriage if it's the right situation and the right person. Okay, number seven of bad divorce advice. Move on and stop feeling sorry for yourself. Okay, I think this is terrible divorce advice, because I think that everyone who goes through a divorce needs time to process, time to grieve, time to accept, and time to heal. And part of that is having pity parties. You're allowed to feel fully entitled to feeling sorry for yourself. You can be angry at what happened to you. You can feel devastated. You can be upset. You can feel like things aren't fair. You can even play the victim. Now, all that said, because I think feeling sorry for yourself is part of the grieving process, I think that there has to be a time when you do stop. I mean, if it's a year, 2 years later, you're really cheating yourself out of a good life. But I think at the beginning, you have every right to feel sorry for yourself because divorce is a huge deal. It's devastating. It's traumatic. It's upsetting. And you have the right to feel sorry for yourself. Okay, moving on. Number 8, anger is for losers. So I would say when I first started writing the blog, Divorce Girl Smiling, 8 years ago, I wrote a blog post called Anger is for Losers, and I completely disagree with myself and want to take it all back. The reason I say that is because over the years, I have grown to realize that anger is actually healthy. It's okay to be angry and to feel it and process it. The only way to get to acceptance and peace is to be angry first and get it out of your system. It's part of the process of healing. But at some point, you have to let it go. But I don't think anger is for losers at all. Moving on to number 9. You're not getting any younger and you need to meet someone and you need to treat it like a full-time job. I hope the person who said that to me is listening to this because seriously, worst piece of divorce advice I've heard. So what do you mean you're not getting any younger? Well, that's obvious. But why does a person who is dating after a divorce need to meet someone? We don't. Finding love again and or getting married again should be a blissful gift that's unexpected, that's appreciated, but that you don't need, that you just want. If I ever get married again, it will be because I want to. I just feel like treating it like a full-time job and trying to meet someone, I kind of did that for a while when I was first getting divorced, and all it did was put unnecessary pressure on myself, make me unhappy, and make me feel really bad in the self-esteem area of other parts of my life, like my professional life and my social life, because I was so focused on finding husband number 2, and it was a terrible time in my life. So yes, you're not getting any younger, but you don't need to meet someone. If you do, that's wonderful, but you don't need to, and certainly don't make it a full-time job. Okay, last one. This is my favorite one because this is the worst piece of divorce advice. Happy endings are only for movies. Seriously? I am a romantic comedy junkie. I love romantic comedy movies like When Harry Met Sally, Breakfast at Tiffany's, Pretty in Pink, any John Hughes movie, actually. The Holiday, Just Friends, Love Actually, Moonstruck, As Good as It Gets. I could go on and on, but I won't. But all that being said, even as much of a romantic as I am, I have seen more real life fairy tales happen. I think fairy tales are alive and well. I've seen countless divorced men and women who were devastated and ended up so happy. And I don't just mean happy because they met someone or fell in love. I mean happy with the whole picture of their life, all of it. Their kids, their professional life, their social life, traveling, everything. Volunteering, giving back, feeling good about themselves. Finding faith. I mean, it's all put together. And I believe that your happy ending is only a certain amount of time away. If that's what you want and you have the guts to go after what you want, I truly believe you will have a happy ending. And it's probably really hard to think that way right now just because You know, you might be at the beginning of your divorce, but I promise you, if you believe in that, you will have it. Okay, before I sign off, I just want to mention two other Divorce Girl Smiling partners who I absolutely think are wonderful. The first partner is Leslie Glazer, who is a real estate agent with App Properties, and she's also a certified divorce real estate specialist. She is the only real estate agent in the Chicagoland area that holds this certification. So she specializes in divorcing couples. Leslie was also my real estate agent last summer when I sold my house and bought a new house, and I cannot even tell you what a wonderful experience it was. And the last person I want to mention are Ellen Feldman and Brian James, and they are mediators. And their company is called CEL and Associates. And basically what they do is divorce mediation, prenups, post-divorce mediation. And they are wonderful. I have known them for 10 years, and I think they bring a lot to the table because you've got a man and a woman, so no couple feels like it's unbalanced or anything. And they're also both really smart. I mean, Brian's like a parenting coordinator. Ellen is an attorney. So they really know what they're doing, so I would highly recommend them. Okay, that is it for me. I hope that you got a lot out of this. If you want to learn more, you can go to divorcegirlsmiling.com. And I wish everybody a wonderful week, and we will talk soon.